I have to send a thank you note to somebody, and it's taking me forever to just go write the damn thank you note and send it off. Major procrastinator. Like, all you have to do is just tell me, hey, you have to do something right now or it's going to be late, and I'll get on it. But if it's like I have any amount of time, I'll just sit there and waste that time out until it gets to the last minute. I don't know if it's the adrenaline rush or whatever, but I really like doing stuff like that, man. Sick. I know. Anyway, guys. Hey, guys. Welcome back to a series of unexpected potting events. I am your host, Kat, and thank you so much for being here. It is another week. I don't know about everybody else, but I am feeling good right now. You know, what can I say, man? God is good. Life is good. Not like future. Not like future good, but, you know, like, life is good, and I'm thankful for it. Yeah. Thank you. I don't know why I'm telling you guys thank you. You guys aren't the people I should be saying thank you to, but life has been good, so just thank God, man. Thank God. So I was talking to a friend of mine, you know, and we were having this big conversation. I said I couldn't wait to get here to have this conversation on air. I was talking to my friend, and we were discussing the fact that he wanted to come and visit me. I'm in New York, and he was supposed to come and visit me and all that good jazz, right? And I was like, okay, all right, fine, sure, no problem. Let's make it happen. This was when it was colder, right? And he was saying, okay, he's going to come, but, you know, I just want to know if you're one of those people. And I'm like, those people that do, what do you mean? Why did you say if I'm one of those people? And he's like, you know, those people that turn their heat off and tell you to put clothes on inside and all that stuff. And I'm like, what's the problem with those people? You know, I don't understand. He's like, you know, like, can you just turn the heat on and then turn up the heat? And I'm like, listen, stay your ass where it's hot and warm, where you like it to be. And don't come to people's place talking about they should turn up their heat. Listen, it's either put the clothes on and double up what you have. Layer up, baby. Layer up. And for those of you who don't know what it means to layer up, it means put multiple suits of clothes on. You have one jacket on, that ain't enough. Put two. Like, why are you here in one jacket in my house? Big winter. And you're going to talk about those people? I was like, listen to me. Don't come. Everybody else was like, you're too harsh. And I'm like, do you know how much it is for electricity bill in New York in winter? Do you know how much you have to pay for the heat? And for the people who have to buy the oil or whatever, the gas, and then they have to pay the electricity as a separate thing. Do you know how much that is? How many thousands of dollars? How many $600-$700 it takes to run a household? You come in here talking about turn the heat up? My nigga, stay your ass where you're at. Don't come over here. Period. What I look like? You want to experience snow? Bitch! I don't know. Experience it with somebody else. At somebody else's place. Not mine. You just showed me why I don't want you at my place. The hell? And then everybody was coming at me talking about, Kathy, you can't be acting like this. Kathy has to be making sure everything is paid for. Kathy don't have time to be babying your damn feelings when you're being freaking disrespectful. That's what I'm not going to do. So you can take your ass to somebody else's household. And I appreciate you. And I appreciate that. And I'll come and look for you there. That's the thing about me. I won't be mean. I'll come and look for you at that person's household that you can find, who will turn their heat up for toasty levels for your ass and pay that how much $100 light bill. Unlike everybody else, I'm real. I'm not going to keep it like hypocrite in front of your face. I'm going to keep it a buck. This is what it is. This is how I feel. This is what you did. Bye. Or I'm going to tell you from the jump, don't come. My voice sounds like it's crazy right now because I really am sick. I got sick over the weekend, guys. You know, happy 4th of July to the men who got to celebrate it. To the women out there who their choices are being taken away, I am really sorry about that. Yeah, but happy 4th to everybody who got to celebrate that. But my voice is completely gone. And one of the main reasons for that, I was at the lake, I believe. Like, I don't know. My voice just, it just went away. It's the weirdest thing. And then I started to have, like, my nose started to feel stuffy. And everything else just went downhill from there. I woke up in the night and I was like, I can't breathe. I can't do nothing right now. There were no pills around because when, you know, I went to the lake house and I didn't bring any pill for myself, anything for any adult at all. So it was horrible. It was just horrible. Yeah, so I'm sorry if I do sound like crazy. This is why. And I don't want to cough or anything right now while recording, and I'm trying my best to get this out because I have so much to do. But yeah, I'm sorry about that, guys. All right, so happy 4th again. Happy 4th. I hope everybody enjoyed it. And I was having, over the 4th, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and he was talking about how expensive life is, and I'm like, yeah, and that's why I'm cheap. And I said to myself, damn, I should really talk about how really cheap I am and, you know, what that is like for the people around me. But the fact of the matter is, I feel like if I do tell people how cheap I am, they're going to be like, holy shit, that's a fucking cheap ass shit. You shouldn't be doing stuff like that. And I feel like if people say that to me, I'm going to feel so bad. I'm going to feel so bad, but it's like, I won't give a shit. I don't think I'll give a shit anyway. Like, and I wanted to tell a specific story. And even now thinking about it, I'm like, nah, I don't think I can do it. I don't think I can do it to tell people what I did. Like, you know, I do the normal cheap stuff. Like, I reuse, like, foil paper. I know a lot of people are like, this bitch reuses foil paper. Yes, I reuse foil paper. It's really easy to do as well. If you're smart, you'll know how to reuse foil paper. I reuse paper plates, especially the ones that have that, what do you call it? That kind of shiny thing coat over it. You can easily reuse that foil paper, that paper plate. Easy to reuse. Wipe it out and it's good to go. I reuse a lot of things, and even things that I don't reuse when it comes on to shopping. I am the queen of finding a discount. I am the queen of finding all that good sale and stuff. And I live for a good sale because I just feel like everything is coming from a warehouse and everybody's getting a different tag slapped on them. Granted, some people are there to pick some of the bars out of some of the other stuff. So it might be a little more expensive, but the price at which you're selling some of these stuff for, nah, son. Nah, fam. I'm not dying and taking this stuff with me. It can't go with me, you know? And I feel like people look at me sometimes, they're like, oh, they bought this for $50. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And I went in the store and got it for $10 when it was on sale. And I'm like, who's smarter, me or you? You're mad dumb if you're going into a store and buying something for $50 and I'm getting it for $10 and you're looking at me sideways and I'm looking at you like, but you're really damn dumb. You're damn dumb. By the way, guys, if you hear my fingernails going click, click, click in the mic, is because I got my nails done. And half of the time when I get my nails done, it's like I don't know how to act. I just keep playing with them and messing around. It's like I'm new to every damn thing that's happening right now, even though I'm not. And for some reason, I talk with my hands. Ooh, I was talking to somebody. I was saying the word for this the other day. You know, and you, is it just gesticulate? I don't want to say the wrong word and sound like an idiot. Hold on. But you know when you do gestures with your hands? Yeah, that word. I know the word, I just can't remember it. Ah, damn it. But anyway, so whenever I do that, I always do that when I talk, but especially now, when I'm talking, it's over the top when I have nails on. It's just way over the top. It's like I do not know how to act. And for some reason, I can't contain myself, which is really ridiculous. Ridiculous. But yeah, back to what I was saying. I know I jump around sometimes, but I always find my way back. So, let me just adjust this mic a little. Yeah, in COVID, and I'm going to tell you one instance of how cheap I was and how cheapness went really bad for me. So during COVID, the height of it, when there were crazy, like mad amount of people dying. And we were going out. I think we were going to Costco at the time. And, you know, I was going out with my cousin and my aunt was there. And we were like, holy shit, I shouldn't tell this story. Holy shit, I shouldn't. I'm so embarrassed. So I saw this pan and it had like gloves in it and like mask. And I was like, oh, wow, like, oh, they just left gloves and masks here for us. We don't have to go buy gloves and masks and stuff like that. But it was because I was so freaking cheap. My cheap ass mind was telling me that people left gloves and masks out here for us free. And the thing about it is I already had gloves. I already had masks. So why would I need more gloves and masks? That's the next thing. Wanting freeness is not the best thing. Come on, man. Want too much things free. But anyway, I went ahead and I grabbed up some for my aunt, grabbed some for myself and some for my cousin. And when I did that and they were putting them on and everything and I looked in the pan again, I realized that it was already used gloves and masks. It was already used gloves and masks. I felt like shit and I didn't know how to tell them. So when I turned around, I was like, oh, it's like it's used already. You could see the look on their face. Their faces were like, they were so pissed off. They were so pissed off. And I felt so bad. I just walked behind them and then we went into Costco and got what we were getting. We did take the gloves back off and threw them away and stuff like that. But and alcohol. Sorry, and we did put alcohol on our hands and so on, but I just felt so bad. And that's a definite case of when cheapness goes wrong, but there are many a times that I've been cheap and it goes 100% correct, you know, especially when you're shopping at places like Walmart or you're shopping, you know, just shopping Walmart, Ross, all those stores when you're shopping around. But I just remember the look on their faces of horror, like, why the fuck did we let her do this? Let her convince us to take these freaking gloves. Like, it was so bad. Damn it, man. Damn it. But speaking of Walmart and Ross, I wanted to say this. I know a lot of people, they had it in their heads talking about how all these companies were going to go out and everything's going to go online. If it's one thing the pandemic taught me or showed us in a whole, I do believe is that we need to be outside. We need to be around other people. So when people talking about, oh, online shopping is going to take over, it'll take over to an extent. But people want to be outside seeing other people, interacting with other people. Shopping is a part of our society in a way where it helps us to come together. You know, it builds friendships. It builds relationships. So when people talking about, oh, you know, as much as we are here and we're just doing this whole kind of experience of, oh, go online and shop and buy this and you buy that and we do this great thing and, oh, do a try-on haul and all that great stuff. Yeah, that's good, but no, we want to be in a store. There are certain things I refuse to buy online to this day. As much as online shopping and e-commerce and all that great stuff has taken on a life of itself, it's like, yeah, but people still need to interact with each other. We still need human connection. We still need that whole thing of being like, okay, I need to see somebody else in the store and be like, hey, have you tried this? Hey, how do you like this? Hey, hi. You know, we do have that kind of need for that. And in COVID, I realized this because even though I was online shopping, I was buying things and I was doing all these great things, it's like I still felt like, damn, I want to walk down the aisle of a supermarket. And I feel like it was therapy for me to walk down the aisle of a supermarket. That in itself was therapy. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it is that I am getting old. Some people would say that. But in my 20s, I'm like, I'm not old. I don't feel like I'm old. You know? By the way, just to drop this in here, they did do something about some gun laws the other day. Still not enough. Still need to do more. It's crap. You can't have rules that we're governing in the ABC times to governing in 21st century. It makes no sense. It's bullshit. The population is dying because you're allowing mass murderers to be out there holding weapons, killing people with no repercussions. So instead of cracking down on abortion, how about you crack down on gun control? Yeah, I said it. Woo! Look at that. A fucking opinion generated by my own fucking brain as a woman that reads. Yeah. And not one of those who want to be back in the old time days where women couldn't go to school and read and make decisions for themselves. Fuck, I'd have poisoned people back then if that was my job to just be doing housework. Everybody will be dropping like flies. Is that wrong? Should I not say that? Is that too much of dark, kind of dark humor? Well, if it is, I'm sorry. But I couldn't. I watch A Handmaid's Tale and I feel like I'm having stress. Season one until now, I feel like I'm having PTSD. Every time there's a new season, I feel like it's PTSD. I'm like, I can't do this shit. Because it's like, what the fuck? But it's like some of these women, that's where they want to take us back to. Yeah. Well, that's where they want to take us to. Because in Handmaid's Tale, it hadn't happened yet. So I guess that's where they want to take us. You know, and the men are on for the ride because they just want to, as much as they can. They just want to, as much as they can, with as much as they can, all the time. And their stupid ass wives, half of the time, are sitting there talking about, no, that's not what they want. But just like The Handmaid's Tale, they do anything to make their husbands happy. Women who do stuff like that with men, you know, I've never been a woman that has been like, and I'm trying not to be too deep. I've never been a woman that has been of the opinion that, oh, a man is Lord God Almighty. Never. And I never, ever will be. Never, ever will be. You know? And I tell people this all the time. You can be respectful to a man, and some people will say submissive. And a man can also be respectful towards you and submissive in his own way. And what I mean by a man being submissive, I mean like he listens to you. He understands you. Your opinion matters. He's not going to do something to jeopardize you in any way, shape, or form because he loves you. And, you know, for the women out there who you have a husband and or you have a boyfriend and he constantly cheats on you, stop blaming the other woman. Because, you know, I feel like you're being dumb. I don't want to be a bitch. I don't want to be disgusting, but come on. That woman is not in a relationship with you. That's the first thing. That's the first thing. And if you do it, if he cheats on you 2-3 times and you allow it, shut the fuck up about it and sit in the relationship and let him cheat in peace. Let him cheat in peace unless you're going to make a decision and stick to it and move on or something. But stop getting riled up about it, stressing yourself out. You're getting old. You're going to start looking old. Stop doing that. Build yourself up. What Ciara said, level up, do that shit. And probably I shouldn't be talking about it because, you know, sometimes you're in positions and you talk sometimes stuff and people then feel like, you know, but like, come on, you're better than that. Like, I often say this to women. And even to my damn self, even sometimes, you know, I don't take my own freaking advice. But you're better than that. Sometimes I often think, like, if I was in, I say to myself, damn, this woman is there doing this and that and the other. And if I was in that woman's position, you know, but sometimes they say new level, new devil. You never know what's happening on the other side of a door. And my mom always says, you know, it's a Jamaican saying, so I won't get into it right now. But basically what she's saying is that at night, when both the man and the woman lay in the bed and their head meet on the pillow, you don't know what's happening there. So shut your mouth and come out people business. You know, so that's another thing. But I'm just saying, like, if he's going to cheat, it's either you let him cheat in peace, stop stressing yourself out, take his money, go spending whatever you want to do, or you find to you somebody who you know is not doing that, somebody who you know you can trust, someone who you know you love to that point. It's like, all right, for me, I'm big on loyalty. I'm big on respect. I'm big on that shit. Loyalty, respect, like, you know, stuff like that. And I've had people who have betrayed my trust and stuff like that multiple times with me. But there are times when I have to be like, okay, this is it for me. I can't do anything else to help you. You know, you are really a toxic human being overall. And I move on with my life. And then there are times when I have to be like, you know what happened, Kathy? Sometimes the fault is yours. Right? And I have to take responsibility and accountability for what I'm doing to myself. And that's what I'm saying right now is like, if you know that you're okay with your partner cheating, if you know you're okay with your partner doing these things, okay, who gives a shit what the world thinks, what society thinks? You're okay with your man or your woman having sex with other people. That's fine. That's fine. That's your life. Nobody, I mean, like in the Bible, didn't, who the man that had so many wives? Who the man? Is it, what's the man name? You know the man name. I don't remember right now, but y'all know whom he had so many wives. So, if you want to run your household like that, then that's okay. And that's why I didn't get it when people were like, Jada Pinkett Smith slept with August Alsina. And people were like, And I'm like, shut the fuck up. At least Will Smith knows. At least they had a deal. At least they have something going on where they are saying to themselves, okay, we're doing this and this is the life that we choose to live. Y'all niggas cheating on you all the time. Your girlfriend is probably cheating on you right now and you don't know. Her best friend is not her best friend. It's a guy. It's a guy that's her backup plan. He sends her dick pics. He is fucking mind fucking her. Whenever you fuck up, he's mind fucking her. And she's thinking about him also mind fucking herself. Thinking about how she can give him the and not get caught. Meow. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. For, you know, people, I often say there are different types of people in this world. And only a kid, I heard this once and I strongly believe it. Only a kid looks at things black and white. Life is not black and white. Life is black, white, and then there's some areas in there that are shaded gray. You know? And like, a person's sex life is one of those areas that are shaded gray. I'm all for everybody consensual, everybody over the age. Everybody, yes, okay, good. All right, now that we got that all the way. Anything else that you want to do after that? Come on. That's your choice. You're a grown adult with another grown adult that's consenting and saying, yeah, I'm down for this too. That's your choice. You know what I'm saying? So if your partner decides to go sleep with somebody else and you're like, okay, yeah, I like to see my husband or whatever, this person sleep with somebody else, or I like to see this, or I like to see that. What's the shame in that? That's your life. I never get people who judge people for that. Like, I never get it. I mean, like, I'm not doing it, but at the same time, it's like, I don't care if somebody is doing that. The only care I would care if it's with somebody who doesn't want to do it and you're forcing them to do it. Then I'd be like, what the F is that? And I'd care and, you know, call police on your ass and get you locked up. But apart from that, like, I don't care. It's not my problem. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, and as long as you're not throwing it in the face of, like, other people who are, you know, that's the next thing with people. When you're having sex or when you're having your former relationship that you want to have, it's the same thing I say with people who are lesbians, gays, any way, shape, or form, whatever, a part of the LGBTQ community. Why would you care what they do? They're living their lives. Let them live their lives. That's their business. As long as somebody is not coming to you, trying to pressure you, trying to push you into doing something, who cares? You know, making you feel uncomfortable, then go live your life and let them live their lives. It's just always been my thing. And I just never, I never got it. Why people were so, like, wired up about all that stuff. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. You know? I mean, like, as long as you're not rubbing my at night, like, hey, go live your best life. And as long as I'm not stroking that, you know, go live your best life. Anyway, that's whatever it is. But don't be ashamed of what you're doing in your life. Like, as long as you're consenting. And I bring this up because it came across, like, my mind. I was just thinking while I was talking to you guys about the fact that I believe Erica Mena released some stuff about Safari the other day. And I was just thinking about it, like, who gives a fuck? You know? And anybody who says anything else, shut the fuck up. Nobody cares. They were doing only fucking fans. Guys, they were doing OnlyFans. And that's the end of the conversation right there. That's the conversation started with guys. And it ended after that. The end of the statement was the end of the conversation about them. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. I still freaking love Safari. He's amazing. Still love Safari, in my opinion. Ain't got nothing to say bad about him. Whatever. People are weird. They do weird shit. And then you have people out here who are weird, who pretend not to be weird so they can fit in with society. And then you have people who are not weird, who want to be crazy weird because they want to not fit in with society. They want to not be normal. Soft White Underbelly taught me that. There was this girl who tattooed her eyes black. Literally tattooed her eyes black. Mad tattoos across her face. Mad crazy stuff all on her body. And the reason she did it, she just didn't want to be like everybody else. So she decided to be weird. I keep, like, I thought about it and I was like, damn, I understand her not wanting to fit in. However, I don't know if I could do that and live up to it at all times. Like, there are times when I don't want to fit in and so on, but I don't want people's eyes on me all the time. And, you know, because she tattooed her eyes, she had people calling her a demon and stuff like that. And I'm like, damn, as much as we like to act like things don't bother us a lot of the times, I'm sure that did. And even in the end, listening to her talk, she was like, yeah, it bothers her. She's like, but don't judge and all that good stuff. Yeah, I wanted to say this. So there's this girl who she's, I don't know if y'all know, Bust Down Tati. Can I say that? Can I sing the song? The song is called Tatiana by Blueface, right? So at least I think Blueface is the artist who did Tatiana. Anyway, so he has this girlfriend. Is he? I don't even know if she's his girlfriend or not. This girl, they're supposedly in love, I would like to think. Which I do think he loves her. I mean, come on. He's spending a lot of time with her. Who just spends time with somebody you don't like? You love the person. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're always spending time with them. And it's not a job or a requirement or anything like that. Because, you know, I know people will spend time with their bosses and stuff like that. And they're like, I don't like this mother effer. But it's like, you're spending time with this person. And just quality time. Come on. Come on. So, anyway, whatever. And I think people really would like it for him and for her. I think he'd get more, people would support them more if they actually saw it was like a union, a couple, stuff like that. Anyway, I'm not here to talk about their business too much. However, she has like mad freaking tattoos of this man on her. Mad tattoos. How many tattoos she got? About 5 tattoos of him already. There's a huge one on her neck. There's one on her hand. There's one like on her lower area. You know what I'm talking about. There's one like on her side. Is there her side or like, I don't, there's just mad tattoos of this man, like 5 already on her. And she's saying she's going to put more, like 2 more or 3 more to go, you know? I think it's going to be like 7 or 8 of his name or him on her, right? And then she went and got her teeth done, you know, got them veneer, got something right up there. And I don't know how come they got into an argument or what happened, but she was basically saying like, damn, she got her tooth put in, and then it's like he's feeling some type of way, and he was saying something about her teeth, you know, and she's the end of the story. What I'm trying to get to is that she screwed the teeth out. She screwed the teeth out online not long ago to prove her love. Was it to prove her love? I'm not even sure. But she screwed it out because I think it was making him upset that she even put the teeth. Listen, am I not that fucking, have I never experienced that level of fucking love? And why the fuck have I not experienced it? Probably because the men I've been with don't know how to lay a pipe. Because if any of them listening to this right now, I am joking. However, it's funny because it's like, come on. She screwed the teeth out her head for this man. What a generation. What a fucking generation we're living in right now. Screw your teeth out online. And now it's like everybody has veneers nowadays. Like everybody. I feel like your real teeth is like nothing. But I like to eat crabs, so I have to keep my real teeth. I'm trying my best to keep them. I went to the dentist a while back and the guy shaved my teeth down. I was so pissed. Idiot. Ugh. You remind me. Let me write that down to go leave a bad review on his page. Like, no, I'm going to leave a bad review. Don't tell me not to leave a bad review. I'm going to leave a bad review because, come on, the man literally, he shaved my teeth down. I was like, what are you doing? You idiot. Every time I think about it, I get so mad because it's my real damn teeth. You know, like, I'm so pissed. And I'm going to say something that I probably shouldn't say. It was a black doctor. And to say he did something like this, I feel like punching him every time in his freaking face. That's sometimes you just, oh. And even though I was talking the whole thing about Blueface and his girl, that's if it is his girl, I don't know. You know, I'm not sure what they are to each other. I don't ever want to be in love with nobody like that. No. You keep that shit over there. Keep that shit over there. I don't want to know nothing. You know, that kind of love just seems like you're going to die. Like, nah. But if I don't leave you with anything else, let me leave you with this. Being in a relationship with me is easy because I only have one main rule. Don't do anything you don't want me to do to you, because as soon as you razzle, I'm a dazzle motherfucker. Peace.